بسم الله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إن النظر سهم من سهام إبليس مسموم من تركها مخافتي أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام مرشدي ومولاي قرة عيني وثمرة فؤادي حضرت علا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتم العالیہ اللہ ان کو صحت عافیت کے ساتھ 130 سال کی عمر بڑھائے آمین. حضرت اللہ نے بتایا دیکھو جس ملک کا دو چیز کی حفاظت نہیں وہ ملک امن سے نہیں رہتا ہے, بارڈر کی حفاظت اور کیپیٹل کی حفاظت, بارڈر کی حفاظت اور کیپیٹل کی حفاظت, یہ دو چیز کی حفاظت ہونے سے وہ ملک حفاظت سے رہے گا. تو ہمارے اندر بارڈر کیا ہے, کیپیٹل کیا ہے؟ ہمارے اندر بارڈر ہے آنکھ اور کیپیٹل ہے دل. بارڈر ہے آنکھ, کیپیٹل ہے دل. حضرت نے بتایا یہ دو چیز کی حفاظت کرو اولیاء اللہ بن جاؤ گے. سبحان اللہ, اس دو چیز کی حفاظت کرو اولیاء اللہ بن جاؤ گے. یہ بہت بڑی ضرورت ہے, بہت نہایت ضرورت ہے, خاص طور کے اس ملک میں بہت ضرورت ہے. آنکھوں کی حفاظت, آنکھوں کی حفاظت اتنا شدید ضرورت ہے. کسی والد کی بیٹا اگر کوئی شرارت میں مبتلا ہو جائے, کوئی نافرمانی میں مبتلا ہو جائے تو باپ ان کے ساتھ بولنے میں شرم آتے ہیں, اس لیے اپنے دوستوں سے بلاتے ہیں, آپ بولو میرے بیٹا کو اسے کام میں وہ مبتلا ہے, میں تو اس سے بولنے میں شرم آتا ہے مجھے, تو دوست احبا بلاتے ہیں. تو آنکھ اتنی خراب ہے, آنکھوں کے حبت و ناکنہ اتنی خراب ہے, اتنی گندی چیز ہے کہ اللہ میں خود نہ بول کے اپنے دوستوں سے بلایا, اپنے دوستوں کو فرمایا قل للمؤمنین یغضوا من ابصارهم, اے میرے نبی, اے میرے دوست, آپ مومن مرد سے فرمائیے کہ آپ نے آنکھوں کی حفاظت کرے. اور قرآن پاک میں ایک حکم جب مرد کو دیتے ہیں عورت بھی شامل ہو جاتے ہیں, لیکن آنکھوں کے بارے میں مردوں کو دیکھ اور اللہ میاں یہاں سکوت نہیں رہا, پھر عورتوں کو بولنے کے لیے نبی جی کو فرمایا قل للمؤمنات یغضضن من ابصارهن, اے نبی آپ مومن عورتوں کو بھی بتائیے وہ مردوں سے آنکھوں کی حفاظت کرے. دونوں کو دونوں سے حفاظت کی حکم آ گیا قرآن پاک میں. لہذا ہمارے حضرت ہر جگہ اس کا نعرہ لگاتے ہیں, دیکھو آنکھوں کی حفاظت کرو. اللہ میں مجھے جو قرب عطا کیا ہے آنکھوں کی حفاظت کی وجہ سے کیا ہے, حضرت اللہ نے فرمایا. تو لہذا حضرت اللہ کی بات سنیے, حفاظت نظر پر کچھ اشعار. وہ یہ ہے بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا, ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا, لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرا ان سے بچانا, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرا ان سے بچانا, آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ, آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ, دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ইবলিস কে কাহানি সে কবি উস পে না জানা, ইবলিস কে কাহানি সে কবি উস পে না জানা, পাগল কি তরহ ফিরতে হে ওশা কে মাজাজি, পাগল কি তরহ ফিরতে হে ওশা কে মাজাজি, বেচাইন হাই দিন রাতি বদনামি জমানা, বেচাইন হাই দিন রাতি বদনামি জমানা। ফজল আহমি মশলা দি রহে হ্যাঁ কিস তরহ হাম রহে, রহনা হ্যায় আগর চাইন সে সুন লো এ মেরি বাত, রহনা হ্যায় আগর চাইন সে সুন লো এ মেরি বাত, আঁখো কো হাসিনো কি নজর সে না মিলানা, আঁখো কো হাসিনো কি নজর সে না মিলানা, রহনা হ্যায় আগর চাইন সে সুন লো এ মেরি বাত, আঁখোঁ কো হাসিনো কি নজর সে না মিলানা, আখতার কি এক বাত নসিহত কি শুনো তুম, আখতার কি এক বাত নসিহত কি শুনো তুম, ইন মুর্দা হাসিনো সে কবি দিল না লাগানা, ইন মুর্দা হাসিনো সে কবি দিল না লাগানা, কেসি খাকি পে মত কর খাক আপনি জিন্দগানি কো, কেসি খাকি পে মত কর খাক আপনি জিন্দগানি কো, জওয়ানি কর ফেদা উস পর কে জিসনি দি জওয়ানি কো, জওয়ানি কর ফেদা উস পর কে জিসনি দি জওয়ানি কো, খাক হু যায়েঙ্গে কবরো মি হাসিনো কে বদন, খাক হু যায়েঙ্গে কবরো মি হাসিনো কে বদন, ইনকে দৃষ্টিম পরকে খাতির রাহে পয়গম্বর না ছোর, ইনকে দৃষ্টিম পরকে খাতির রাহে পয়গম্বর না ছোর, আঁকুকে হেফাজত আসাদ জরুরত হয়, আঁকুকে হেফাজত আর দিল কি হেফাজত, এ বর্ডার হয় আঁকে বর্ডার হয় আর দিলে ক্যাপিটাল হয়, চুড়িয়া আঁকু কি আর চুড়িয়া আঁকু কি আর চুড়িয়া আঁকু কি আঁকু কি চুড়িয়া আর দিল কি রাজ, জানতা হয় সব কু তুয়াই বেনিয়াজ, আঁকু কি চুড়িয়া আর দিল কি রাজ আল্লাহ মে জানতে হ্যাঁ, লিহাজা ইসকে এলাজ হোনা চাহিয়ে, আজ আগর হামারে আন্দর ইয়ে এহসাস আ জাতে, সিরফ ইতনে আদমি নহীঁ হোতে, ইয়াহ জাগা নহীঁ মিলতি আদমি কা, জিসমানি আমরাজ মে আগর আদমি মুবতলা হোতে তো উসকে বহুত ফিকর হোতে, কহাঁ জাকে উনকা ইলাজ মিলে, কহাঁ জাকে উনকে ইলাজ মিলে, লেকিন রুহানি আমরাজ মে মুবতলা হোকর কোই এহসাস নহীঁ হয়, কোই এহসাস নহীঁ হয়, আগর এহসাস হোতা তো ইয়াহ লোগো কি ভীড় আ জাতে, বহুত লোক হো জাতে, হ্যাঁ জিসমানি আমরাজ মে মুবতলা হোকর আদমি আগর মর যায় তো বেঈমান হোকর নহীঁ মরেগা, লেকিন রুহানি আমরাজ মে মুবতলা হোকর আগর মর যায় তো বেঈমান হোকর মর জাতে। এক মিসাল দেকর খতম করতা হুঁ, হাকিম উল উম্মত থানভী রহমতুল্লাহ আলাইহি নে ইয়ে ওয়াকিয়া লিখা হয়, ও ইয়া হয় এক নওজওয়ান কিসি লড়কি কো লড়কি কি তরফ নজর মারি, লড়কি কি তরফ দেখা, ফির উনকে দিল মে উনকে মোহাব্বত বৈঠ গাই, উনকে দিল মে উনকে মোহাব্বত বৈঠ গাই, উনকে বেগর চাইন নহীঁ মিলতে উনকো, লেকিন মিলতে নি ও আর ও লড়কি, বস আহিস্তা 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 বিলকুল মরদুল মৌত মে আ গিয়া, মরনি কে করিব আ গিয়া, এ লড়কা মরনি কে করিব আ গিয়া, লেকিন দু চিজ ছুপায়া নহীঁ যাতা, এক ইশক আর এক মিশক, ইশক কিসি সে মোহাব্বত ও ভি ছুপায়া নহীঁ যাতা, জো করতে হে ছুপকে আহলে জাহাঁ সে, কুই দেখতা হয় তুঝে আসমা সে, জো করতে হে ছুপকে আহলে জাহাঁ সে, কুই দেখতা হয় তুঝে আসমা সে, তো ইশক ভি ইসক ছুপায়া নহীঁ যাতা, মিশক আম্বর হ্যাঁ কিসি কে পাস হো, সারে লোগো কো খবর হো জাতি হ্যাঁ মিশক আম্বর কা খুশবু আতি হ্যাঁ, হ্যাঁ সারে লোগো কো খবর হোতি হ্যাঁ, তো ইশক আর মিশক এ ছুপায়া নহীঁ যাতা, তো ও লড়কা কিসি লড়কি পর ও নজর নজর কিয়া উসকো নহীঁ মিলতে, ফের আখির উসকি ফিকির মে উসকি ধুন মে আহিস্তা আহিস্তা বিলকুল ও মরনি কে করিব পৌঁছ গিয়া, তো উনকে সাথী উনি দেখা তো মুখতলিফ জায়গা লিখতে হ্যাঁ ফলা যোগ ফলা, মানে মোহাম্মত জাহির করতে হ্যাঁ কাফি কে আন্দোর আর কেসে ওয়াল মে আমার এলাকা মে বাসো কে আন্দোর সিটো কে মে লিখতে হ্যাঁ ফলা জো ফলা হ্যাঁ অমুক কে সাথ অমুক কে তালুক রাবেতা হ্যাঁ লিখতে হ্যাঁ ফির মোবাইল নম্বর ভি দে দিতে হ্যাঁ এসা তো এসকো এ ছুবা নিয়ে যাতা তো ফির আখির উসকে দোস্ত আহবাব নে সমঝ লিয়া যে তো ফলা লড়কি পর আশিক হয় লিহাজা উনকো হাম খবর দে ও আ যায় তো যারা এ বাঁচ যায় তো উনকো খবর দিয়া যে ও তো মর রা হ্যাঁ তুমি যারা দেখা করো তো বাঁচ যায়গা আচ্ছা মুঝে দেখনি তো বাঁচ যায়গা ঠিক হ্যাঁ মানে আতা হুম আকে ওলো খবর দিয়া ভাই তুমি জেসকে বারে মে ইয়াদ করতে হো উসকো মানে খবর দিয়া হামনে খবর দিয়া ও আবি আ রাহি হ্যায় আচ্ছা তো ফের বিলকুল ও বিস্তরা পর লেট গিয়া থা উঠা ফের দেখতে হ্যাঁ আঁকতে হ্যাঁ দায়ে তরফ বাঁয়ে তরফ কাহাঁ আ রাহি হ্যায় কাহাঁ আ রাহি দেখতে হ্যাঁ উনকে জজবা আ গিয়া হ্যায় দেখনি কে লিয়ে বহুত শখ আ গিয়া হ্যায় ফের ও আখের ও লড়কি ও ফিকর কিয়া কিস টাইম ও মুঝে দেখ লিয়া মুঝে তো মালুম নি মাই আগর উস জায়গা যাও তো মেরে ওয়ালেদ আর মেরে ভাই কহেগা তোমার সাথে কোই নাজায়েজ তাল্লুক থা তুম কেউ গিয়া ওহা তো ফির মুঝে শরম আয়েগি মাই কেউ যাও ও মর যায় কোই বাত নি হয় মুঝে শরম মিন না পড়না ও নি আয়া ও নি আয়ে ও লড়কি এই দেখতে দেখতে ফের মৌত কে সাথ পাঞ্জা লড় রা থা হ্যাঁ মৌত কে সাথ ও মানে বিলকুল মরনি কে করিব আ গিয়া সাথী লোগুনি কলমা পড়নি লাগা তাকে কলমা পড় কর কলমা শুন কর ও ভি কলমা পড় কে দুনিয়া সে যায় জব কলমা পড়নি লাগে তো ও খুদ কলমা শুন কর ও কলমা না পড় কে দুসরা কলমা পড়নি লাগে ও কিয়া হয় রেজা কি আশহা ইলা ফুয়াদি মিনাল খালিকিল জলিলে রেজা কি আশহা ইলা ফুয়াদি মিনাল খালিকিল জলিলে ও মেরে মাহবুবা তেরি মোহাব্বত মেরে পাস আল্লাহ মিয়া কে মোহাব্বত সে জিয়াদা বেহতর হয় এ বল কর দুনিয়া সে চলা গিয়া নাউযুবিল্লাহি মিন যালিক আল্লাহ মিয়া হাম সবকো ইস রুহানি আমরাজ সে হাম ইসকে ইলাজ করা কে বিলকুল ও রুহানি আমরাজ সে আল্লাহ মিয়া হাম সবকো শেফা আতা ফরমায়ে উসকে বাদ দুনিয়া সে জানে কে জানে জানে কে তৌফিক আতা ফরমায়ে ওয়া আখিরু দাওয়ানা আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন
আশরফ আলী কাহ আচ্ছা আগে আ যায় আপ ইহা আ যায় আলহামদুলিল্লাহ ওয়াকাফা ওয়াসসালামু আলা ইবাদিহিল লাযীনা ইসতাফা أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين مولانا شمس العالم صاحب who just spoke and said to some ashar the gist of his talk was that if any country wants to be saved they must look after their borders and their capital. If the borders are protected, the capital is protected, that country will be safe. So he say, if we also protect our borders, which are the eyes, and the capital, which is the heart, this person will be safe. And if we don't protect the borders and the capital, the whole country will be destroyed. A person will be totally destroyed. And the borders are the most important, then the attack comes onto the capital. So Allah has been very kind. Allah hasn't made life difficult for us by making the protection of the eyes, not looking at other human haram. Allah wasn't making zulam on us, but it is the great kindness of Allah that Allah protected us from 101, 1001 other problems later. Allah cut it right from the root that just don't look. And also, if a person, for example, sees his wife is looking at other men, the wife sees the husband looking at other women, they can't tolerate it, but they feel shy to tell directly also. Many men just keep quiet after that, the woman just keep quiet. Now you wonder what is the problem, but you cause the problem which you don't realize. And then a person might tell somebody else, please explain this, my wife, I feel shy to tell her. Or the wife goes and speak to somebody, please explain my husband, I feel shy to tell him. So like that, and Allah Tabarak, our eyes were only supposed to be for Allah, the love of Allah. Allah who has created us, who gives us every ni'mat that we have got, every moment and every aspect of our life is only from Allah and totally in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah sees his banda looking at some other. Allah made a test to see how sincere, how genuine my banda will be. So Allah made other woman, and so Allah Ta'ala felt shy to tell us himself also. And Allah told his Nabi that you tell the people, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, tell to them, say to them that they must cast their gazes low. And they, Allah Ta'ala also this, a person says, don't speak directly of the problem. The person might get offended. So Allah didn't say that don't look at other women. Allah said, cast your gazes low. So Allah Ta'ala, how much He considered us, and how much that Allah can't take it. And for those who are so close to Allah Ta'ala, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, who became a great, great wali of Allah Ta'ala, after he had left his kingdom, many years he was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. He saw a young boy, and it appeared to be his son. So he thought, who is this boy? With appearance also like this, called him in the mataf, and he spoke to him. He asked him, from where are you? He said, Balkh, who is your father? Ibrahim ibn Adham, where is he now? He left his country, he left his kingdom, he went out looking for Allah Ta'ala. And then Ibrahim ibn Adham, the love of his son, which is 100% jais, but Ibrahim ibn Adham's position by Allah was so great that Allah did not tolerate that he must share Allah's love with somebody else. And the boy died immediately there. So like that, those who are in that position, Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate. But we are not in that position. But looking around, Allah does not like that at all. So Allah warned us. And then again, Maulana said another very pertinent point, that to speak directly to women, no, the command doesn't come in the Quran Sharif. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also used to speak to the man generally. But yeah, Allah Ta'ala told him, speak to the woman. Tell them also, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they must cast their gazes low. They mustn't look at other men. So these are such an important. And Maulana says that our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, a person who looks after these two things, his eyes and his heart, he doesn't think about other women, he doesn't look at other women, he becomes a wali of Allah. And our Shaykh many times says that Allah gave me my qurb, my closeness to Allah Ta'ala, because I protected my eyes. So these are things, if a person does this, Allah will, and the minute a person becomes the friend of Allah, becomes the beloved of Allah, Allah will look after all his other matters, make his islah in all other matters. Namaz will come in order, rozas will come in order, akhlaq, character will come in more order. Allah will help that person from the unseen. So from outside, two main things. And really, one main thing, look after the eyes. Then the heart also won't be disturbed. Like the poem Maulana read, Be parda haseeno ne se tang hua zamana, ab dil ab aankho ne bhi shuru kar diya dil ko satana. It is the eyes that trouble the heart. When we look at others, then we get involved in those thoughts. Then we don't have concentration in namaz, our duas or anything. We don't enjoy with our own wives also. We have our thoughts over that. What a great blessing of Allah. And really, if we can understand this, we'll realize that our Shaykh is ayatum min ayatillah. He is a great, great sign of Allah, whom Allah has blessed, and making effort on the ummah that they must look after their gazes. This is a very, very important basic thing. A person who brings that in control, his dunya will come in control, his deen will come in control, his akhirat will come in control. It's a matter of looking after the gazes, and this is extremely important. Maulana Husayn, Maulana is my ustad's son. Maulana is from Rawalpindi. Maulana's father is Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Tawheedi. He was famous as Tawheedi. He should make so much bayan of Tawheed, and what ways he should explain Tawheed. And great mufassir of the Quran. and he should teach tafsir in the madrasa, but during Shaban and Ramadan, end of Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan, students from all over Pakistan, other places used to come for tafsir, a special course over that period. Allah gave me also tawfiq. When I was studying in Deoband, we also went and I also took part, and alhamdulillah also studied there under Maulana. Yeah, further, khushbu or jadid signs, the itar, using atar, and what does modern science say about that? Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmati ke huzur e akbar sallallahu alaihi wasallam khushbu ko pasand farmate the. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved itar very much. In fact, on beautiful discussion between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, and then Jibreel alaihi salam also joined the discussion. Allah Ta'ala also joined the discussion of three things. Each one said what they liked the best. Amongst that was atar also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he loves atar very much. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain ke huzur akbar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya ke mardana khushbu wo hai jiski khushbu phailti ho aur rang ghair mehsoos ho, aur zanana khushbu wo hai jiske rang zahir ho aur khushbu ghair mehsoos ho. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the perfume itar for man is that you don't see the color, you get the fragrance of it. And the atar, the perfume of woman, is that you don't get the fragrance, the color of it. They use the color or whatever it is, like today they use, for example, what, makeup or lipstick, but of course that is not permissible. There is so much of harm in there, so much of chemicals, but the permitted perfume, makeup of a woman is that there shouldn't be fragrance, because in another hadith it comes, when a person puts fragrance and the smell of it goes and she passes by man, then she's like this and like that, meaning that she's an adulteress, because she's attracting man now. Perfume, today the people work on it, because they work specially on perfume, because they know people, naturally a person gets attracted with perfume. And there are those perfumes that arouse a person's sexual desires very greatly also. So for a woman to use that, and when she's going in public places, it is totally haram, not permissible. Rehan ke khushbu ko bahut pasand farmate the. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked the fragrance of the flower rehan very much. Usko rad karne se mana farmate the. And Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us, if somebody offers you any itar and especially rehan, don't refuse it, accept it. Huzur akbar sallallahu alaihi wasallam mushk aur oud ki khushbu ko tamam khushbuo mein zyada mehboob rakhte. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked the atar of musk and oud above all the other atars. So that was Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam's practice. Now, modern science, natural therapy. Modern science has reverted, gone back to natural therapy. Chemical or zehreele murakkabat ke baad, science phir fitrat ki taraf laut rahi hai. Science, and today there is so much effort made. All these chemicals, all this makeup, etc., perfumes which have got chemicals, in which lot of cruelty to animals take place, to take out the perfume. Today there are special groups and organizations to fight against this. They are coming back again to the natural way. They feel that is the right way, the natural way. All these wrong ways that they had fallen into, they themselves realized that it was wrong. In fitri qawaneen mein saada tariqa ilaj ko riwaj dena hai. And in that natural ways, a natural remedy. Natural remedy is also part of it. Not to use all these other types of medicines and cutting up of the body, injections, etc., but natural remedy. Or khalis fitrat se istifada karna, and to take benefit from natural things. Iske kai aqsam hai jin mein se ek perfume therapy hai. Of these natural remedies, one is perfume therapy. that they treat a patient with perfume. What is this perfume therapy? Germany ke doctor Elf ne is tarikhe ilaj ko aam kiya. A doctor of Germany, Dr. Elf, has made this type of treatment very common. Aur hazaro log usse sihat yab hue, and thousands of people have been cured by this treatment, by perfume therapy, by perfume fragrance. Dr. Elf ke mutabik, kyunki khushbu ek juzwe latif hai aur rooh bhi latif hai. According to his research, that perfume, the smell, fragrance is an abstract thing, and the ruh is also abstract. Therefore, they have a lot of in common between them, the soul, and the soul governs the body. And perfume, these two things have very much in common. Isliye jab koi shakhs khushbu lagata hai, to uske atharat fauran ruh par parenge. Whenever a person will put atar, ether, and therefore, particularly as we will read for Jummah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed it. For Eid, it is a special stress that one should use perfume, because this affects the ruh. When a person wants to make zikr, put perfume, make tilawat, make namaz, it will have a very good effect, and his ibadat will have a different color completely. Aur ruh ki wajah se jism sihat aur tazgi ki taraf mail hoga. And because of the ruh, the soul, when that will be influenced, the whole body will incline towards goodness now. Or every part of the body will incline towards, because the ruh governs the whole body. When the ruh is comfortable, is happy, is nice, the whole body will be also comfortable. Badshahon ke mehllat mein baaz khushbudar lakriyon ko dhuni di jati thi. In the previous times of kings, their palaces, they used, this was a common practice, which here also on Jummah we do, mashallah, from the time of Marhum Qari Sahib, it's still carrying on. And in many places, masjids, and in the particularly in the Arabs, it's still very, very common that they burn certain types of sticks which give off a perfume, a smell. And this should be burnt in the palaces of the kings. Many people, till today on Jummah, in their houses they do this. So this has a very good effect. اور جب محل میں کوئی بیمار ہوتا تو بھی خوشبودار لکڑیوں کی دھونی دی جاتی. And by the kings, when anyone was ill in the royal family, in the palace, then also they should burn the sticks. And that smell the people should inhale, and that should be a cause of their health. اس بات کی علامت ہوتی کہ اس خوشبو کے اثر سے مریض جلد صحت یاب ہو جاوے گا. And this was a sign that by burning this and smelling, inhaling that perfume, the ill, sick person becomes very quickly better, because it has an effect directly on the ruh has an effect on the body, and a person benefits. Huzur Akdas sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne rehan ki khushboo ko pasand farmaya. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked the perfume, the ether of rehan. Rehan ki khushboo purani malaria ka qat'i ilaj hai. He says that rayhan, when you burn that and you smell it, this is 100% the cure for malaria that has become old and strong in the body. Not only that you just got malaria, but it was overlooked, it is harming the body, it's gone old. It's a complete cure for that. Aise mareez jinka blood pressure hamesha high rehta hai. Those patients whose blood pressure is always high, they've got high blood pressure, unke liye bahut mufeed hai. For them also it is extremely beneficial. Jazbaat ki tezi ko normal karte hoti hai. It makes the whole system of the body come to normal almost immediately. Jin logo ko maide ka aur tezyabit ho, unke liye uska lagana fayda mand hai. Those people who have problems in their stomach ailments, which are also quite common, and also those people who are suffering from diabetes, for these people to put on this, ether of rehan on the body, it is extremely beneficial. Yaad rakhe, khushbu zindagi par athar andaz hoti hai. Also remember that perfume, any good smell, has a great effect on a person. He gives a very clear proof of it. آپ ایک ایسی جگہ جائیں جہاں ہر طرف خوشبو اور مہکار ہو. go to a place like a purse where they sell itar, any good place where there is a nice smell, and you get that smell from there, تو آپ کی طبیعت اور مزاج کی کیفیت کیا ہوگی وہ آپ بہتر سمجھتے ہیں. What effect it has on you, you yourself understand. You know when you get this nice smell, how you feel. If you go in a garden in the morning where there is Raat Ki Rani, where there is Mogra, Chambeli, and you get that smell towards the evening, how it makes you feel. It has what a great effect on a person. اس کے برعکس ایک ایسی جگہ جائیں, opposite to that go to a place جہاں بدبو ہو, where there is a terrible stench, where there is a smell, تو انسان کی طبیعت میں تکدر, بے چینی, نفرت, حتیٰ کہ بعض حضرات کو قے آ جاتی ہے. Then this causes naturally in a person, he becomes upset, he feels nauseous, and some people even spew, they vomit also, just because of that bad smell. So these things have an effect on a person, what a person smells. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in our deen, made it part of our deen, use atar. Put it on, you'll see where you pass, it has an influence on people, you yourself, on the farishtas, it comes clearly. That with a bad smell, smoking, or onion you just ate, or lahsan, garlic, you are not allowed to come to the masjid. Because of that bad smell, the malaika also don't like it. They also go away from it. So good smells have a great effect on a person. معلوم ہوا کہ خوشبو اور بدبو کا اثر تمام زندگی پر پڑتا ہے. From here we understand that good smells, fragrances and bad smells have an effect on the whole life and body of a person. حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جمعہ کے دن خاص طور پر خوشبو لگانے کی ہدایت کی ہے. And particularly for Jummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed that you must use itar. Namaz Jummah ke liye dur dur se log ikhatte hote hai. Jummah means gathering, big gathering, where people come from far places. And the best is that in a town, in the small masjids, there shouldn't be Jummah. They should come to Jami Masjid, Jummah Masjid. It's called Jummah Masjid because all must gather there. According to Imam Shafi rahmatullah, it's not permissible. There is only one Jummah permitted in a town. All must just come to one masjid. So that was to gather the people. So people are coming from far. اور خوشبو ان حاضرین کی طبیعت میں خوشگواری اور مسرت پیدا کر دیتی. ایوری ون یوزز خوشبو اتر اینڈ دے آل آر ٹوگیدر, دے آل ول نیچرلی فیل نائس. اٹ ول برنگ سچ اے کیفیت, سچ اے کنڈیشن آن دیم. Just imagine such a thing also, our sunnat, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam has not left out, taught us that also. Is tarah oud aur mushk ki khushbu bhi aasab mein nishat aur tahreek paida karti hai. In the same way, oud, which is a famous atar, and musk, this also causes great goodness in the body. In khushbuo ko lagane wala hamesha chust aur hazir dimag rahega. A person who will use this, particularly these two, oud and musk, that person will always be agile. He'll be always be healthy and movement in his body. He won't be like a sick duck, a dead duck. And also his brains will be alive all the time. His thinking will be also always good. He'll have good thinking also. So there is also a great sunnah, the use of itar. Unfortunately, some of us use it only on Eid day. We just keep one small bottle. Itar had to be used, and it to be used not sparingly, but to be used very freely. And we should use quite a bit of it. And our buzurgs used to use a lot of atar. So atar is also one very important aspect of our deen, and it is sunnat. We should do it as an ibadat. The reward of it is also there. The reward, the sawab of making amal on sunnat, and all the other benefits that are attached to it, all that also we will get. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn every sunnat, love every sunnat, practice upon every sunnat, and spread every sunnat in the world, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, further, Hazrat has written a few points, Huquq-e-Muslih or Adab-e-Islah. The rights of one sheikh, what are his rights? And in order to make islah, to reform oneself, what points a person should keep in mind. Like for example, if you go to a doctor, where there are also certain things, that his prescription, obey the prescription, what he, tell him your disease properly, don't conceal anything from him, tell him what you are suffering so that he can treat it properly. When he gives you his medicine, then follow that prescription, then a person will benefit. So same way from the spiritual doctor, the sheikh, if we also don't observe the etiquette, we won't benefit properly. We won't get our benefit if we don't observe the etiquette. So here are some Azmalfuzat Kamalat-e-Ashrafiya. From the Kitab Kamalat-e-Ashrafiya, some of the Malfuzat, the sayings of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. فرمایا کہ بدون صحبت شیخ اگر کوئی لاکھ تسبیح پڑھتا رہے کچھ نفع نہیں. حضرت says that if a person reads thousands, hundreds of thousands of tasbih and makes zikr without a sheikh, the shadow of the sheikh, he won't get the proper full benefit from it. And he explains it. Hajjaj Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi, the sawab he will get, but the spiritual benefit of that, he won't get that. That this will be like a person who takes medicine without the doctor's guidance. Even vitamins, a person must, and many vitamins also, that speak to under the guidance of a medical doctor. You, even vitamins and medicines, if a person starts taking on his own, start taking strong painkillers, tranquilizers, starts taking cortisone on his own, he thinks he can have it, he'll kill himself. So the same way, even islah, zikr also should be there, but done under the guidance of an expert of that field. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali ne arz kiya ke Hazrat khud zikrullah mein ye kaifiyat honi chahiye thi ke wo khud kafi ho jaya karta. Khaja Sahib said, Hazrat, that zikrullah, Allah zikr, in it must be the quality that it is beneficent on its own. Whether a sheikh gives it to you or tells you or not, the name of Allah has got so much, that should have been sufficient. He told Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Sohbat al-Sheikh ki kyu qaid hai? Why do we need a sheikh? Why do we have to confirm to a sheikh, listen to a sheikh, go to him, everything? Why that necessity? Farmaya ke kaam banega to zikrullah hi bana dega. Hazrat said, the benefit a person will get will be from zikrullah. There is no doubt. It's Allah's name, the effect of zikrullah. Lekin adatullah yu hi jari hai. But it is Allah's system. Allah has kept the system in this way ke badun shaykh ki sohbat ke nira zikr kaam banane ke liye kaafi nahi. That zikr does the work, but without the sohbat, without the guidance, the company of the shaykh, it won't benefit. Allah has made that system. We now go and question Allah if you want to. Allah has made that system. And the proof of it, he gives further. Iske liye sohbat e shaykh shart hai. And to get the benefit of zikr, a person must have the sohbat, the company of the sheikh, the tawajjuh of the sheikh, the guidance, the sheikh's attention must be towards us. We can carry on with our zikr on our place, but sometimes stay with the sheikh and we get his du'as, we get his attention. For that, keep on making contact with him, phone him, write him a letter, whatever, that contact, so his attention is on us, then see the effect of that zikr. Jis tarah kaat jab karega, talwar hi karegi. Like cutting. Cutting will be done just by a knife, a sword. That is 100%. A person with his hand is not going to cut. The sword, the knife is going to cut. Lekin shart ye hai ke wo kisi ke qabza mein ho. But the knife will cut when it is in somebody's hand. The hand is not going to cut. The sword, the knife will cut. But the sword just lying on the table, there is some benefit. Somebody will get frightened, he's got a knife by him, he's got a sword by him. The gun, if you see a gun in a person by lying, you get frightened. But that gun on its own can't do anything till it is not in somebody's hand. The knife cannot do anything until it is not in somebody's hand. So the zikr will do the work, but when the zikr is administered, is given under the guidance, is given with the barakat of the sheikh, then it will have a world of difference, the effect. Varna akeli talwar kuch nahi kar sakti. Otherwise, the sword on its own can't do anything. Just the sword lying there won't do anything. Go ka jab hoga, talwar hi se hoga. But the effect, the cutting, will be by this knife only, by the sword. But on its own, it cannot be, it cannot do anything until it is not in the hand of somebody. So the same way, zikr will do the work. Zikr has got that effect. But when it is administered, when it is given by somebody, then it will have its effect. Farmaya ke teen haq murshid ke hai, rakh unko yaad. Farmaya, teen haq murshid ke hai, rakh unko yaad. There are three rights of your shaykh, your murshid, your spiritual doctor. Remember them, practice upon them, apply them. What are they? Aitiqad. Have your full trust that my shaykh will be able, will guide me. If you have got doubts in that, then you won't get benefit. You have your full trust. Therefore, a person should not be quick in becoming bay'at. And when he's convinced in his heart, this person will be able to guide me, then become bay'at to him. Now have full conviction that he will guide me, he is my guide. Aitimad, have full trust on your shaykh. This aitimad, one person who was a murid of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, his son was studying in Aligarh Muslim University. They started developing atheistic ideas. The environment of the university, his studies, etc. So the father got very worried. I put him in Aligarh Muslim University, that he'll become a good Muslim doctor, good Muslim engineer, lawyer. But now he's become atheistic. So he asked Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, what should I do? So Maulana, that was aitikad. He asked him the guidance. Then Maulana gave him advice, put your son in Banaras Hindu University. From the fire frying pan into the fire. In Aligarh Muslim University, he's getting atheistic ideas. Maulana told him, put him in Banaras Hindu University. He had aitimad on Hazrat. He had trust on Hazrat. He didn't question. He did that. What my Shaykh told me, he did it. He took his son, put him in Hindu Banaras. Next he saw, he became the best Muslim. Very strong, very staunch, very good Muslim. So then he asked Hazrat, Hazrat, you are my Shaykh. I've got full aitiqad on you. I trust what you tell me. Therefore I listen to what you say, but I don't understand this. What has happened, I don't understand. There are two things. One is that our Shaykh Muhammad Barakatum says that whenever he has got any problem, and he used to write to his Shaykh Hazrat Mahal Shah Abrar Al-Haqsa, and many times India-Pakistan relations are not good. Post also is a problem. It first they post to England, then from England it goes to India. He says, what my work is as a murid, I must write the letter, address it, put the stamps, put it in the post box. One minute I've put it, my work is finished. Now Allah takes over. Allah will sort out your problem. Whether that letter reaches your shaykh or not, whether your shaykh replies or not, whether your shaykh makes dua or not, this is Allah's system. The minute from your side you did your share, Allah will make your ilaj now. Treatment will come from Allah Ta'ala. So like that, what the Shaykh tells you, whether it makes sense to you or not, whether it appears wrong to you, Allah will put goodness. So Maulana told him, from Aligarh Muslim University, put him in Banaras Hindu. Allah's system also was working. Allah Ta'ala made the ilaj. Logically then Maulana explained secondly, that it is the nature of man that when he takes things for granted, then he doesn't worry. We take our wife for granted, but let her get cross and go away to her mother's house. Then you see your whole attitude change now. Now you start pleading, begging, you do everything. While she's worth you everything, you just take her for granted. You don't appreciate her. The minute now, the adverse conditions. So Maulana said, in Aligarh Muslim University, he was taking everything for granted. Therefore, he was becoming a free thinker in everything. In Hindu, Banaras Hindu University, he went on his defense now. He realized, I have to protect myself. And he started now protecting. In Germiston, when I was there, so some people used to live directly opposite the masjid. And not very broad roads, hardly. But that person, hardly ever we used to see him in the masjid. Perhaps each day used to see, otherwise you would never see him, not for Jummah, for any namaz. But when the group areas came, and they had to go to another area, now no environment of Islam there, no deen. He himself used to gather the people in his car and bring them to his house, and they should have Isha with Jamaat. When we should go in Gasht, it was at his place we should always have programs. So there he became so conscious. When he got that adverse environment, he became, if I'm not going to be careful, I'm going to lose everything. So like that. So Aitimad is very important. And then Inqiyad, follow what your Shaykh tells you. Many of us, we make mashura, but we just have got our own agenda and what we want. And then what we made mashura with Hazrat, but what mashura was made and what was decided and what Hazrat told, that we don't say. We made mashura and we carry on with our own thing. And unfortunately, it's a very common disease. Once there was a problem in our country, big national problem of certain matter in our dini affairs. So one very senior person took us all with, many of us, to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib for mashura. So he explained the whole masala, what was discussed, what Mufti Sahib gave his rai, which was totally against what this person had in his mind. Mufti Sahib's mashura was totally opposite to that. We went out of the room, we went and sat in the vehicle. Immediately that person said, Mufti Sahib also said we made this, we made mashura. And so I immediately, no, Mufti Sahib didn't say that. But then he carried on everywhere, he said, we made mashura with Mufti Sahib, and this is what we must do. Giving the impression today, misleading the public has become very common. We don't speak a lie also, but where the poor public is gullible, and we mislead them. We say we made mashura with Mufti Sahib, and this is what we decided, this is what we decided. What Mufti Sahib said, his name is used. But what he told, what is mashura, that is left one side. So unfortunately, this has become very, very common. So the Shaykh in Qiyad, what he says, listen to it. Don't just make mashura and we still carry on. And also, sometimes in innocence or ignorance, a person's mind is clouded with something. And what the Shaykh says, the person understands the opposite. What he's got in his mind set from before, he doesn't go with a clear mind. He goes into the mashura to get what he wants, not what he's going to be told. His mind is made up. So whatever that person speaks, it doesn't register. And he understands it in his way. And very sadly, one person, for example, very many years ago, who was very much influenced by jadu stories, that jadu is very heavy and all that. So there was a Tablighi Ijtima in Binoni. Maulana Abbas, my brother-in-law Zubair Ali, he gave a bayan against all this jadu business. That person came out, he was telling, you heard what Maulana said? How terrible jadu is. Maulana spoke the complete opposite, that this jadu, you mustn't, it's not such a big thing and it's all that. But he took the complete, because that was in his mind all the time. That is what he listens to. So in Qiyad, to have a clear mind. In fact, when a person comes to a majlis, when he goes to his shaykh, he must empty out everything from his heart. We let it be an empty vessel, then something will come in. Even your etiqad of the shaykh, if it's full the vessel, more can't go in. Empty your heart. And if you got your own opinions and your own ideas, nothing can go in that heart. Heart that is full. In Gujarati, there is a very good saying, ke hamjelani hu hamjave. Those who have understood, who are convinced, well, how are you going to convince them? They are convincing you. They come to you for a mashura, but when you tell them opposite, they still give their points. They are trying to convince you all the time. So how can you convince them who want to convince you? So a person, if he goes with an empty heart, so, and some of our mashayikh, Hadrat Maulana Abrar Ahmed Sahib Dulyawi Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Tarkeshar, when he should go to his shaykh's majlis, not only empty his heart, he should make ghusl also. Put on clean clothes also. Go completely clean. Make two rakats namaz. Those people who are of that level, then they got also according to that. How much they benefited. So three things in order to benefit from a shaykh. Aitiqad, i'timad, and inqiyad. Aitiqad, that you are convinced in your heart, this shaykh. There can be other much more greater shaykh. Mubarak to the other murids who are murid to other greater shaykh. But for me, this is my shaykh. And he is going to guide me. Second, i'timad, full trust on the shaykh. And third, inqiyad. What he says, 100% a person. Our brains, our knowledge. Therefore, normally ulama benefit less because they depend on their knowledge more. The public, they got more i'tiqad. That what Maulana says, what the ulama say, Hazrat, they benefit much more in that field. The ulama, they, and with regard to that, one very, very interesting point that came. Maulana Abdullah Kapodri, Rahmat Barakatum, says that Maulana, if I remember the name just now, inshallah, Maulana Manazir Hassan Gilani, Rahmatullah, very great alim, very great alim. He took out this point from this ayat, Kalla innal insan liyadgha, kalla innal insan liyadgha, arra'ahu staghna, inna ila rabbika ruj'a. So this ayat, all the mufassirin write, it's for Abu Jahl. But he took out a point from here that by ilm, innal insan liyadgha. When ilm comes in a person, he becomes now, he thinks I'm somebody. Arra'ahu staghna. You see him now, mustaghni. That now he doesn't worry what other people. Many times even his ustad, what his ustad say. One person lately, he says, well, I do what I think is right. I don't listen to anyone in the world. My sheikh, I listen little bit to my sheikh. So how can a person benefit like that? So what knowledge coming, this is a disease that comes with it. Deeni knowledge also. That a person thinks I know too much now. That I have studied kitabs. And now I don't need anyone. I've got kitabs. So therefore, such people normally don't become bay'at also. I don't need anyone. I got Quran, I got hadith, I've studied. So that is a thing that comes. And the ilaj, the treatment of it, inna ila rabbika ruj'a. That ruju ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah. And that way, Maulana Abdullah Kapodri says that, I love this poem of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Damat Barakatum, very much with regard to this. Unse milne ki yahi ek raah hai. Unke milne walo se raah paida karo. That in order to make ruju ila Allah, fafirru ila Allah, to go towards Allah, you need somebody to guide you on that path. First put your GPS, don't just start running in any direction. Yusuf alayhi salam ran, he ran to the door. If he should run to the wall, you have to run in the right direction also. So first you need your GPS, somebody to show you which direction to run. So therefore, it is very, very necessary that especially for people of knowledge, who gain knowledge. Today forget people who studied under ulama, in the darasgah, in the classroom and kitabs. We just little bit on the internet and see what they think. And how they want to show that we know this. They by force, though it's got no relevance, they'll bring that point in. They'll bring that technical name, the technical term. They'll bring it in just to show I also know. Just because they went on the internet little bit, you know, they looked at Bukhari and they're quoting now from Bukhari and from Muslim and all. But all that is just that little pride that has come. And that will not benefit a person. May Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding, inshallah. In this kitab of Hazrat, Ruh ki bimariya, or inka ilaj, the treatment of the ailments of the soul. We might have done this already, but we'll just revise it again. Perhaps we have not done it. The position of the lovers of Allah, what their position is. Hadrat explains from the ayat of the Quran Sharif that in which Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O believers, man yartadda minkum an deenihi. A person who becomes a murtad gives up his deen. Ya man, may, one person who becomes a murtad, na'uzu billah, Allah protect us all. For that is important, we mustn't take ourselves for granted also. Always read the dua, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. Rabbana La Tuzigh Qulubana Ba'da Idh Hadaytana. Hence it comes in the hadith that Ya Muqallib Al Qulub, Ya Musarrif Al Qulub. Heart is that which changes all the time. You don't know when a person can change. So we have to ask protection from Allah Ta'ala. Dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ. هَبْ لَنَا is a gift. It's not our right, our birthright that we have iman. You gift us, you give us a gift. You make wahab. You give us a gift. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, that our iman stays in intact. innaka antal wahhab. You are that being who gives great gifts. Your gifts are where we are begging of you, the gift of iman. This is regularly a person should read. And especially in these days today, how things are changing and how people are changing, Allah protect us all. So, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ, if a person became a murtad, Allah will bring in return, سَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, a whole قوم, a whole nation in return. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ, and the quality of that is important, that they will, يُحِبُّهُمْ, Allah will love them, and they will love Allah تبارك وتعالى. Now, from here, that Hadrat has deduced, as we will read in the ayats in front, that the love of the Ahlullah is guarantee on maut on Iman. Because here Allah Ta'ala says that a person who became a murtad, he used his brains, Islam, this na'uzubillah fault, this is not right, that religion is right, that really is brains. But with love, you won't find fault. Love is a thing that you love your wife, your mother is telling you so much, she's like this, she's like that, she does, he doesn't, you become the enemy of your mother. But your wife, you love her, you finish, it's your love. Love is when you love deen. Shaitan, what he was lacking, he wasn't an ashiq. He was an alim, he was an abid, he was an arif, but he was not an ashiq. So what love, that you will never change. You will remain loyal all the time if you have got love. So Allah Ta'ala says, those who even gave up their deen, what kind of people Allah will bring in return? The people whom Allah loves. And because of the love of Allah, they will love Allah Ta'ala. So that love of Allah Ta'ala, and it is for that reason that it is said that yak zamana bi sohbati awliya, a little while in the company of the awliya, behtar as-sad sala ta'at bi riya. And what is the better? Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah ali said that little company of the ahlullah, that person will die on iman. The benefit of that company, the one generally ulama have said, you pick up some point which is of benefit, which puts your whole life right. Hadrat has deduced that company will guarantee your khatama on iman. Sohbat of ahlullah. Of course, with muhabbat, not to go and find fault, to go criticize there, or to go and see what's happening and find fault, but with love. And you have that love in your heart for the ahlullah, your maut on iman will be guaranteed. Ahle irtidad or murtad logo ki muqable mein, Allah Ta'ala speaks one side of the murtad, those who gave up their religion. Opposite to them, Haq Ta'ala shanu ne ahle muhabbat ka zikr farmaya. That who is it who won't give up his religion? Are the people of love, not of ibadah, not of knowledge. Not many people of knowledge also go astray and they do wrong things. Not people of ibadah, but the people of love. Allah Himself has referred to them. یہ تقابل دلالت کرتا ہے کہ یہ حضرات ارتداد کی ذلت اور نحوست سے محفوظ ہوں گے. This comparison which Allah has made of becoming a murtad and love of Allah, and why did Allah do it? To show that the people of love will be protected from becoming a murtad and they won't have a bad end to their life. اور پھر حسن خاتمہ کی نعمت سے مسرور ہونا لازماً ان کے لئے ثابت ہوتا ہے. They will definitely get a good end. فائدہ حضرت حکیم الامت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ اسی لئے نصیحت فرماتے ہیں کہ سالکین کو چاہیے کہ اہل محبت کی صحبت اختیار کرے. تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ stressed on this, that a person who wants to find Allah, look for a sheikh of محبت, sheikh of love of Allah, look find such a sheikh. مولانا رومی رحمت اللہ علی نے عاشقان حق کے لیے دعا بھی خوب مانگی ہے. مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علی has made a great dua for the lovers of Allah Ta'ala also. What dua he made? آفتاب عاشقہ تابند آباد. The sun of the lovers of Allah may it always shine bright. بوستان عاشقہ سرسبز باد. And the garden of the lovers may it always remain green and lush. In other words, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, they're always going to shine bright. Their garden is always going to be very green. اے خدا آپ کے عاشقوں کا سورج ہمیشہ چمکتا رہے اور آپ کے عاشقوں کا باغ ہمیشہ ہرا بھرا رہے. May Allah Ta'ala bless us what the lovers, what the love of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, this is a very, very great treasure. Otherwise, in Bukhari Sharif, all the hadith kitabs, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared very emphatically, nobody will enter Jannat by the a'mal. The Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu, not even you. He said, not even me. Illa yataghammadani rabbi bi rahmati. That Allah encompasses me with His rahmat. Only by Allah's mercy. If we have the love of Allah, which is a sign if a person has the love of Allah, that Allah loves him. And in a hadith it comes clearly, a sign of the love of Allah is the love of the zikr of Allah. And dislike of Allah's zikr, he is dislike of Allah Ta'ala. So it's a very dangerous thing if a person does, maybe he doesn't make zikr, but he must not have dislike for it. And a person who loves, he's not making zikr, but this people making zikr, person making tilawat, he feels happy. It's a sign he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And who has got the love of Allah, that's a sign that Allah loves him. You can't have the love of Allah in your heart if Allah does not. It starts from there. When Allah loves you, then in your heart comes the love of Allah Ta'ala. A person who has got that has got a very, very great treasure. May Allah bless us all, inshallah.
Allahumma salli wa salli ta'ala Ibrahim wa Ibrahim innakum hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa barik ala Ibrahim wa Ibrahim innakum hamidun majid. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati حسنة عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين ومنكم ولصحابي ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على محمد وآله وصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب.